88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we're diving into some of the most unusual missing person cases, from the shocking disappearance of Charlie Ross to the American Dyatlov Pass disappearances.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Podcast where I share true crime stories for your entertainment. However, be warned, you might lose some sleep after listening to some of these stories. I'm your host, Larry Lease, and after reading about true crime stories, I condense all the content and bring valuable information to you. To stay up to date with all content, check out our Twitter at TrueCrimeNS and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. This episode is sponsored by Hunt-A-Killer. Visit huntakiller.com and put in TCNS for 20% off your first box. That link will be in the description. We'd also like to thank poddex.com. Visit poddex.com. Use promo code TCNS for 10% off your first order. And I'd also like to point out the goal I'm trying for this episode is $50. It'll be up for 3 days, so let's see if you guys can help reach that goal. Today's episode is about a mystery of a dead boy who is never identified. Best known as America's unknown child, or the boy in the box. He died over 60 years ago, and no more evidence has been found. I could stop the episode here and you would know how it ends, but today I will guide you through the death of the boy in the box. What happened? Who was this boy? Who was involved? Where did this happen? There's so many unanswered questions in this story, so let's get to it. The boy in the box was a young boy aged between 3 to 5 years old. After receiving the call, the police thought the body would be identified and the investigation would take a direction that would lead to the person responsible for the horrible action of killing a little boy. However, after the police got to the scene and saw a malnourished boy, all hurt and full of scars, their hopes of solving the crime went down. Of course, the police wanted to solve the crime. They knew that it was very likely that the family of the boy wouldn't come forward looking for a boy born with birth defects and many needs. Of course, the boy was fingerprinted, but his situation was so bad, they did not find a match. The boy was so beaten down that it was hard to recognize his face. They wanted to get his picture spread throughout the neighboring cities, but there were no people would be able to recognize him. Even if they knew the boy, it would scare people away and bring more chaos than positive results. The police did something interesting. They redid the boy's face as well as they could, using computer software, and then put out flyers to try to get people to talk about what happened. They were hoping to get witnesses or relatives of the boy. All the information above are real facts. But now I want to dive deep into two theories regarding the boy in the box. The first theory says that the boy came from a foster home that was located nearby. The police did go to the foster home and found blankets just like the ones he was wrapped around when he was found. The person who gave out this information said that he believed that the boy in the box could have been the child of the owner of the nursing home and his daughter. The owner in the nursing home, and he was raping his daughter. No evidence about it was ever found, which explains why the boy had birth defects. The witness says that the death of the boy might have been an accident, and the people responsible didn't want to be responsible for that. So they never said anything. No evidence was ever traced back to the nursing home. The second theory only became public 40 years after the event. A woman who had only been referred to as M came forward and told a bizarre story about how the little boy died. The mother adopted the boy when he was really young and did take good care of him, but it was one night when the boy vomited all over the dinner table that the mom lost control and hit his head against the wall. She totally lost her temper, and she was back to normal behavior. She noticed that the boy was not okay, so she took him upstairs, gave him a shower, and that's the moment he died, right up in her arms. Even though M had this whole story told, she never identified the boy, and no one was ever tied to his death. The boy in the box, that's all we know about him. Boy who was found in a box wrapped in blankets. Nothing else. A sad story of an unsolved murder. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Cold Case Files. For more information on the podcast, follow us on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS, or follow us on Instagram at TrueCrimeNeverSleepsPodcast. Give this video a thumbs up. Be sure to subscribe to the channel. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. What do you think happened to this kid? And we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all-new episode.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.